The networks are dumping and renewing TV shows like crazy, and it's hard to keep track, but of course we will bring you the very latest news on your favorite show, and hopefully it didn't get canceled.
And a lot more remakes in the works, some from the 80s, some from the 90s, so we're going to have a roundup of what's in the works now.
And also, we're going to be talking about the NFL draft.
What?
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 Who knew we would be talking about the NFL draft on this podcast? But we will. A historic moment was made, and we're going to go over it in our new segment called
Noteworthy News.
There we go.
Yeah, so this is a gallon a gay. Hey everyone, it's Kitty.
And Mick, and welcome to episode 29 of A Gal and a Gay.
We're almost at 30.
We've almost hit our big 3-0.
I know.
I can't believe it.
We're almost old.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Obviously, we want to start out real quick. You can always reach out to us at A Gal and a Gay on Twitter, A Gal and a Gay on Facebook, and if you want to email us, A Gal and a Gay
@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, super easy, so...
We have a packed show. So our last pop culture podcast, we went over almost an hour.
Almost an hour. I'm probably going to go about an hour.
I don't know. We're going to try.
We're going to try and sweep through some of these things, yeah.
But, man, so much has been going on.
I know.
So we're still keeping track of all of the shows that were renewed or canceled. So we're probably just going to start with some movie news.
Yeah.
To get things going.
Yep. Lots of movie news this week, too. I mean, God, just so much. Like, guys, we email each other articles all week, and seriously, there was just, like, 34 articles.
I know. Our notifications. I know. And it drives me insane because we have to keep them...
We have to keep them, I know.
Unread, so then we can keep track.
It's a little bubble with 34. And it's
like, oh, my God.
I can't tell.
My OCD is about to explode.
I'm not even an OCD person, but that bugs me. I'm like, I have to delete these. Right. I can't stand this.
I wish there was another way. Well, actually, I mean, we could start a Pocket account. Have you ever used that app?
Mm-mm.
It's a great app. It's called Pocket. So basically what you do is you install this app on your phone, and then you can save the article to your Pocket. So then you can go back in. Right. So it's like a read later kind of thing. Mm. So maybe we can
look into that. Yeah, we should look into that. Yeah.
I have it for my, you know, just for my personal use, and it's so great. The problem is, kind of like other things, if there's not a notification to tell you how many, you know, 34 or 39 emails we have, then I forget.
My
Pocket is so full, and I'm like, when am I going to read these? But there are times where I'm like, oh, I saved something about, you know, the 7 ways you're doing laundry wrong or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I go back and I'm like, okay, this is how I'm supposed to do the colors or
It probably helps that I have this constant reminder of these articles, because otherwise I probably would forget.
That's true.
I mean, there are articles I sent on Monday and I'm like, that happened. Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, movie news now. You got some Star Wars news to talk about.
I do. Obviously, we will probably be talking Star Wars
until it comes out.
But
I'll try and keep, after it comes out.
I'll try and keep it a little quick. So apparently it has a working title. This does not mean that this is the title that the episode 7 will be.
It's not the definite title, they're kind of trying it out, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think it's kind of this is what it is for now until we can figure out if there's a better title for it. So the rumor is that it's Star Wars Episode 7, The Ancient Fear. And they think it is a reference to one of the film's villains. So who knows? I just hope that it's not, we're going to try and bring Vader back kind of thing. You know, like... I don't think so.
No.
But you know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, he is the most iconic villain.
This is true. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to try and capitalize on having Darth Vader back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he'll come back as a ghost.
But, well, yeah. Maybe. No, he won't come back
as
a ghost.
He's going to haunt everybody.
He's going to haunt.
Darth Vader.
We do know that J.J. Abrams likes to... I mean, in the Star Trek reboot, you know, he brought Khan back. But, of course, it was sort of a it was more of a reboot.
This is a continuation. Yeah, exactly. So it's a little different. Right. Absolutely.
Who knows? But I hope it's not Vader.
Yeah, that would be weird, right? Yeah. I don't know. Even for Star Wars, that'd be weird.
Yeah, I think so. So that's the working title. There's also, and we talked about this. There was when they announced the first major casting announcement that Harrison Ford is going to have a significant part in the new movie. They all, like Leia, Luke, and Han will be major players in the movie, which a lot of people are like, oh, they've had their trilogy, now let's give it to the new kids. Well, it's been 30-some years. People want to see Han, Luke, and Leia.
Yeah.
And you can use the rest of this trilogy. We know there's going to be another trilogy this trilogy.
Yeah.
So it's like, let it...
Also, Harrison Ford is a much bigger star than he was then.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Like, he's Harrison Ford. So right. It's like, of this course you have to
career.
Give... Yeah, you have to give him a much bigger role. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and he is apparently going to be a co-lead of the film because they had mentioned that, I think it was John... here we go. John Bagoya, Daisy... And one of the others, they were kind of the big players. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but Han is going to have a pretty big role. And there's so many rumors out there. But apparently, it looks like, and we do know that filming is going to take place in Abu Dhabi starting this week, May 14th. And that's apparently, it's probably Tatooine. It looks like we're going to start because out of the last six films, Tatooine has been in each, I think, five of the six movies. So it's, it's where Luke was raised. It could be where he's at now. There's, a rumor that Han and Leia's daughter goes back to Tatooine to find Luke, who's kind of been in hiding or for whatever reason, who knows. That's, some of the speculation, and his role's going to be so big because he's now the captain of the Rebel Alliance. It's been 30-some years. The Empire is dead. So who knows why they're still rebels. But anyway, we'll see. But it's going to be great. I know there are going to be pictures that are going to
leaked. Just,
we're going to get some idea.
Absolutely.
And we'll get some more casting news because apparently there's still a female character that still has to be cast, and they think it's Lupita.
There's a rumor that
her character, and you haven't watched Clone Wars, but there's a female villain. Well, she's sort of a villain. She's kind of in between. Like she's not really on anyone's side.
Yeah,
her name is Ventress, and she is an incredible character. And Lupita kind of looks like her.
It'd be fun to see her do something like that, right? Because I think, I didn't see 12 Years a Slave, but I do like her. Mm-hmm. So, I've seen interviews and stuff with her. So,
I think
that would be neat. So, she's hot right now, so I would think it'd be really smart to have her in a movie like this. Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, there's our Star Wars news. We'll have, obviously, tons more.
I was looking up the cast, and this Domhnall Gleeson guy, he was in this movie called About Time.
Oh.
That's where I know him from, but it's a really good movie.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Was he good in it? So good.
Yes. Like
He was with Rachel McAdams.
Yeah,
right.
It's a really good movie. If y'all haven't seen it, see it.
I think he will be playing Luke Skywalker's son.
Yeah, I could see that, since he's a ginger, kind of. So,
yeah,
I could see that, absolutely. Okay, there's some Transformer news, apparently. They're making another Transformers?
Of course they are. It comes out like...
I know.
It's with Mark Wahlberg.
Age of Extinction. Really?
Oh, really? You don't like Mark Wahlberg?
I don't
Wahlberg?
Like Mark Wahlberg. I don't like him.
Wow.
I really don't.
Hmm.
I don't think he's that great of an actor. I don't hate him, but I don't love him.
He's hot.
Yeah, I don't find him attractive
either. His ribs.
No, his ribs. Yeah, ribs are sexy.
They are. So tasty. Anyway, abs.
I don't find him attractive. Wow. I don't know why. He's an attractive man.
Well, hopefully you will find John Goodman appealing. Not in that way. But he's joining Transformers Age of Extinction.
Yes. I always think of Roseanne when I think of John Goodman. That's all. I can't get him out of my head, oh, you know, because I love Roseanne.
So good.
It's so good. So Dan good. Connor.
I know.
I love that show.
Me too.
And so, Ken Watanabe? Yeah. I know that name. What is he in? Let's see what IMDb says.
Well, I do know that they're actually going to be... Their physical selves will not be in the movie. They will actually just be voicing.
Oh, they're going to be Transformers? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I think John Goodman would be a great voice for a Transformer, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, okay. He's supposed to be voicing a robot called Hound.
Oh.
And that's a robot that typically transforms into a Jeep. Who knows what... What form...
What, this will be number four?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's basically sort of... it's a new trilogy. Michael Bay says it's going to be a new trilogy.
Do we really need a new Transformers trilogy?
Right. I don't know. I mean, I like them. It's a fun movie to go see.
I liked the first one. Mm-hmm. Second one was okay. I didn't see the third one.
I saw
it. I was a little over it by then. So, right. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just fun to go to.
Yeah. You know, they're definitely popcorn summer popcorn movie. Absolutely.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, should be good.
No, okay.
And then, Wannabe. He's voicing Drift, and that's usually a sports car.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And it's interesting because it's supposed to hit theaters June 27th, and they're just now announcing.
Yeah.
I guess adding voice, you don't really maybe do at the last minute.
Maybe they just wanted to keep it under wraps until
that's true. Closer. I feel like there have been a lot of casting announcements where they're like, oh, so-and-so is going to play whatever. And it's like, wait a minute. You should be done with filming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have been done 6 months ago.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But then again, it's voicing, so who knows?
It's voicing, yeah. I'm guessing voicing's a little different than actual acting, so I'm assuming you can probably, you know,
but
get that done a little quicker.
Or maybe they
have to wait for the CGI part to be done.
But with Disney and stuff, it's the opposite.
Yeah,
because
they use their
facial expressions.
But I guess
and stuff.
Being a Transformer, you really can't.
There's
do
not
you?
Too much.
Yeah, I don't know. Do. I wonder.
Yeah,
I don't know. Mm, yeah. Yeah. More Avatar news. Sigourney Weaver's back for 2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, and 4.
I haven't even seen the first one. I haven't seen Avatar.
You are not a pop culture connoisseur.
Hey, I know about the movie. I just haven't seen it. I was really not interested in seeing it, honestly. And I just...
Everyone in the world except you has seen this movie.
I know. I'm the only person in the world who hasn't seen Avatar.
You need to watch this movie. You will really like it.
I'll get around to it eventually.
What? Oh my god. I'm going to kick you off this podcast. Seriously, what?
But I've seen a lot of things people have seen. I just haven't seen this one.
I don't even like James Cameron, but I still went and saw it.
I don't know. I just never got around to seeing it.
I think I called in sick to go see it. <In Topeka. laughs> It was in December, wasn't it? Came out in December.
Was it December?
Yeah.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Did you go to a midnight showing?
No, I called in sick.
Oh, why did you call in sick to go see it?
Because I wanted to see it. Someone was visiting from out of town, Kat, and we had to go see the movie.
Oh, well.
Someone who will not be named.
I can't talk because I called in sick to work one time to go to a baseball game. Remember?
Oh, I remember. Oh, this is a good story. This is a good story. So anyway, this is when we were in Topeka, and she was my 9 o'clock producer. Oh, this is priceless. So, here's the thing. So, it was one of those days where I was not in the mood to produce my own show. I was busy. She called in sick, and I thought I was weird. And then, come to find out, I figured out that she was at a Royals game. Well, the Royals game was being broadcast. So...
Oh, God.
So what I did was one of our other friends who didn't call in sick, he actually was off that day. He was with her. And the best part was I texted him like, what is she wearing? I need to know everything. And he told me. And so what I did was I texted her and I'm like, wow, you're sick? Because you just showed up on the Jumbotron on TV. No, I didn't. Well, you're wearing this, 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 and this. And it's recorded and everyone knows now and you're going to be fired.
Our general manager saw it. She knows.
Oh, that was probably one of the best pranks I have ever pulled.
I was seriously freaking out. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. The one time I ever call into work, play hooky, and I get caught. Oh, that day was just.
Oh, it didn't end there. It didn't end there. So anyway.
We were a cluster from the beginning.
Right. So whatever. And then the best part was our friend who was with her.
His car broke down.
So, and his girlfriend was my co-anchor at the time. So we were pissed that they're having fun. We're at work. So anyway, so we were drinking. Well, we weren't drinking, but we got done with the news at 10:30. And so we were hanging out at my place. Just started to drink some wine. It was a Thursday or something like that. And then we get a text message from them saying that the car broke down. Well, guess who had to go meet them and pick their asses up? We did. Oh, my gosh.
And it wasn't like we broke down like, okay, Kansas City is about 45 minutes to an hour away from Topeka. We broke down like probably 35 minutes from Topeka.
You were near the toll, weren't
you? Yeah, we were near the toll in Bonner Springs, yeah.
And then the best part of that night for me was that his most annoying...
Oh, my God.
His annoying roommate I could not stand. Like, he's just way too much. He was with them. And he had to drive back with us. We had to pick them up.
And he talked the whole way. And we were all so tired. And because that day it was like cold and rainy. It was the most miserable day to go to a baseball game. Mm. And we were just cold and tired and frustrated. And oh my God.
Oh my
the
God.
The whole time. I thought
I could have killed
I thought Mick
you
was
going
to kill him.
I was okay with driving an hour 45 or however long it was to go pick them up. And the thing is, you assholes did not tell me he was in the car. I don't think I didn't know about it until I got there. I feel like because Kelly and I were both surprised.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't remember.
Yeah, because we were texting and I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Thank you.
I don't remember.
Right. Anyway, so it was a good time. It was a good, good time.
And that is the only time I have ever played hooky from work. And I'm like, never again. This is a sign that I should never do that.
Yep. You learned your lesson.
I did.
And you're welcome. You're welcome.
And this is why, I don't know why I'm still friends with Nick, but I am. Because you don't mess with him. He will get to you. Yeah,
that was a good prank. That was good.
It was a good prank. It was.
It was pretty good.
I remember being so, like, just so worried that I was going to lose my job.
God, I wish you had been on TV, though. That would have been the best if we'd actually seen you on TV.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And recorded it and put it on Facebook. Oh. That would have been priceless. Priceless. Anyway, so... You serious? Your homework this week, you really need to watch Avatar.
I know. I need to watch it.
I mean,
know.
You really do.
I know.
It's actually a really good movie.
I hear it's good. I don't know. I just haven't gotten around to watching it, so.
Well, that's your homework. Seriously, I'm going to keep at you until, and I'm really good at.
Yeah, he's relentless. He has pressured me to do many things.
All legal things.
All legal things, yes.
All legal things.
But yes, he. He has a way of upgrading me down and making me eventually.
And you're a much better person because of this.
That's true. I'm very weak when it comes to peer pressure.
Sometimes.
Especially when the peer is very pressury. Okay.
All right, so enough of that. Sigourney Weaver is going to be in Avatar 2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, and 4.
Whatever.
Yeah.
James Cameron, whatever. It'll be 20 years before we see it.
Yeah, I do love Sigourney Weaver, though, so.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. And she's really good in the movie. So, all right, what other movie news?
What do we have? They're making a Private Benjamin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you remember Private Benjamin?
Yeah, I watched it,
It was a TV show, and obviously it was
a TV show? Yeah. I don't remember that. I just remember the movie.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, the movie was first. That was with Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so funny. And I remember, I think, my parents didn't want to move. Well, my dad didn't care what I watched, but mom didn't. Because I think it was a little vulgar. But so good. I think it was a 1980s? 1980?
Yeah, 80. Yeah, 1980.
Oh my gosh. God. Yeah, Goldie Hawn, Ellen Brennan, who was just amazing. She was such an amazing actress. I think, I know she's passed away. Yeah, she actually passed away last year. She was in Clue, Private Benjamin, all kinds of things. She was just Miss Congeniality 2, Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she's been in all kinds of things. She was in Will and Grace for six episodes.
Okay, yeah,
Just a very unique actress. Mm-hmm. She had a unique voice. She had a great, you know, personality. She was really, really good in so many things. So that, I am looking forward to that. And there was a TV series that I remember watching, and she was actually in the TV series as well.
Oh, okay.
So she was the captain.
Oh.
And it was good. I think it lasted for a couple seasons.
Oh, yep. God, I hadn't heard of the TV show. But anyway, Rebel Wilson's going to be in this remake.
But we don't think she's Private Benjamin.
No, it says she's going to be playing a redneck and a rich city gal. She's going to be playing the redneck.
Right.
It's a redneck slut and a rich city gal who gets stuck in unfortunate circumstances in modern day America. They try to escape by joining the Marines. So yeah, that'll be fun to see her.
And Anna Faris was tried to do a remake of this a couple years ago.
I would love Anna Faris. Oh my God. She would be so funny.
So good.
They need to get her in this. Mm-hmm. She would be a perfect Private Benjamin, I think.
Yep.
Oh, I love her. She's so funny.
I do too.
Yeah. I think that's going to be good because Rebel Wilson's funny and
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah. I look forward to that one.
Yep.
That's fun.
And so since we're talking about Rebel Wilson, let's talk about some Pitch Perfect too. It's been weird because Rebel and a couple of the other cast members have been tweeting pictures out and stuff. There's been a missing cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Kendrick has not been in any of
these
pictures.
But she's signed on for it.
Right, she's signed on for it. She's a lead, but she's not in any of these things. So it could be a part where she has other commitments with movies and she has to wait.
Yeah,
until...
that's true.
But they still, it's like...
her scenes yet,
I know. I don't remember many scenes she wasn't in.
Because she was the focus of this first
the last
movie.
One.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not the complete focus.
Yeah,
this
maybe
one.
Not. So,
But
Adam Devine, is that your name, Susan? I don't know. The guy is back in it. Is in the Pitch Perfect 2. This guy. This guy.
Oh, yeah. He was the leader of
The leader of the...
until, what's his name?
Yeah.
Took it over.
Not her love interest.
So he's back, right?
Yeah, Rebel Wilson's love interest.
Didn't he have kind of there was kind of these sparks between his character and Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Good. He was on Modern Family.
Yeah.
He played the Manny.
Yeah, he's the Manny. I think he's still the Manny.
Yeah, he's still the Manny, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff. I just never knew his name, but he's funny. So, that'll be...
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, I'm glad he's coming back, so...
It should be a great movie.
It's going to be great. I think it's going to be as good as the first one. I can't wait, so...
I agree.
I think cannot wait, so... Mm-hmm. Yay. Pitch Perfect 2. Okay. Let's talk about Sophia and Reese.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Sophia, so since we're talking about Modern Family...
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about Sophia Vergara teaming up with...
Reese Witherspoon for a buddy comedy, apparently. I gotta find this email.
It's supposed to come out next year. And I guess right now it's titled Don't Mess with Texas. So...
Is it set in Texas?
Right. So, and I think kind of what they're doing... Do you watch The Heat, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, okay.
So I think... Since The Heat did so well, I think they're looking at more like the female
buddy. I think that's going to be great. Okay,
right.
It says Witherspoon's going to play an uptight, by-the-book cop, and she's trying to protect the sexy and outgoing widow of a drug boss, Sophia Vergara. As they race through Texas, pursued by crooked cops and murderous gunmen.
That's good.
I'm
going to
love this. I know it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I love Reese and I love Sophia, so... Mm-hmm. And it's made by the woman who did The Guilt Trip and The Proposal.
The Proposal. We went and saw that.
Did.
And actually it was just on HBO the other night and we caught it at the end and I love that movie.
I know. I do.
So good.
Yeah. So that's supposed to come out next May of next year. So,
okay.
Yeah. It's going to be real good. I can't wait, because Sofia Vergara is so funny.
She is.
As long as she plays a Gloria-type character, right. Yeah.
Do you remember when I interviewed her?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, many years
ago. She was not happy that day.
No.
I think it was one of the, where they do a lot of satellite interviews, mm-hmm. and we were toward the end because of our stupid production
crew
issues. But it's toward the end, so she was, because usually you'll get a chance to talk to him a little yeah. bit before you actually record the interview, and she just wasn't having it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's been a long day.
She wasn't having it. But I will say, once we started recording, she was into it. But my favorite, since we're talking about this, I was a little upset with her. Because, you know, you're like, you love the character, you love her, and then she wasn't exactly what you had hoped she mm-hmm. would have been. But again, I think it was just a bad day, give her the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. But the best satellite interview I've ever done is with Priscilla Presley. We did a satellite interview, and we talked about Viva Las Vegas. Cause
was
Elvis,
that in Topeka? Yeah. Did we do that? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, that's right.
And she was awesome. She was awesome. I mean, she was better when we weren't recording than when we... I mean, she was great on, you know, when we were recording. But we were joking around, and she's like... Honey, she's like, do I have a hole? I think I have a hole in my hair. Can you see that? She's like, I don't think they're telling me the truth here, you know? And so I was like, I was like, no, your hair looks fine, you know, whatever. She's like, I think there is, so, you know. But she was just so nice and down to earth.
That's awesome.
I was like, was married to Elvis.
I know.
She has a child with Elvis. Like, right.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was like, you were on Dallas. Like, she was awesome.
That's cool.
She was so cool. Yeah. So anyway, that was probably my favorite.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fun. Okay. Let's see.
What about Power Rangers?
Oh yeah, they're making.
You were more into Power Rangers.
I wasn't really. It was around. I was a little older. My brother was really into it because he's a couple years younger than me. So, so that was big when I was probably like 12, 13. Right. So I wasn't real into it, but I liked it. I remember seeing the first Power Rangers movie that came out. In the mid-90s, I think
I
saw that.
I never saw that. I will say that I still have a green Power Ranger in the box.
Yeah?
Because they were getting rid of the green Power Ranger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, because I had Star Wars toys and stuff. I'm like, and I didn't have any of them still in their little boxes and stuff. And so I'm like, I'm going to keep this because one day I'll be able to make money off of it.
I probably will. It's a big thing now. Yeah. Like, I wasn't huge into the Power Rangers, but I watched the show. Like I said, my brother watched it, so I do remember it. So they're making another one, which, you know, I'm honestly surprised they haven't made another one up until this point.
Right.
So, because it's really popular again. So, live action movie. That's all I know. I don't think they know who's in it. I gotta look up this article, y'all. Sorry.
I don't think. Have they really even made a cast?
No, they haven't. No.
But the thing is, with the Power Rangers, they're not in their suits all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, remember when we were at Planet Comic-Con back in March and the Blue Power Ranger from the original series?
Uh-huh.
He didn't have as long of lines as others, but he was...
It was really sad.
It was. But he was there for 3 days.
I know.
And it was like $40 or $50 for people to go up and talk to him and get their... So... He really only needed...
Yeah.
I don't do math very well.
I don't know.
But like 10 people.
10 people, yeah. That's a good haul. Yeah.
Right. Which he had more. I mean, he probably had it. Yeah,
I'm sure
he had. Hundred.
I'm sure there were
so
a lot of people
that... He probably made $5,000.
Yeah, I'm sure he made... Right. I'm sure he made... And I'm sure he does this like every weekend. Right. So, you know.
And I do remember him. Like he was familiar. Like,
yeah.
He obviously was a little bit older.
Yes.
Probably my age. But... but he had like the picture of what he looked like back then, and it's like, oh, I totally recognize
him. Yeah, but it was because every time we went over there, he'd have like nobody.
Right, he'd have a couple, but not like the long lines.
And there's like millions of people standing up
for Star Trek and Margo Kidder,
William Shatner.
Oh my, the William Shatner.
I know. God. They're also making another Flintstones movie, apparently.
I really like the live action.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, who is behind a lot of those movies that Will Ferrell was in, like Anchorman, they're producing this or executive producing it. So I think it's going to be good. Those guys are at the helm. It should be pretty funny. So
it'll be interesting to see if Will Ferrell actually...
Yeah, that's what I wonder if he'll be in it in some capacity, right. You know? I would think he would be.
You would think.
Yeah, I would think, but... I mean, that's just... I mean, again, I think... I feel like the Flintstones is something you could keep doing, you know? Like, right. It's not... And it's been a while since the last Flintstones movie, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was in the mid-90s.
Mid-90s, yeah, with John Goodman and...
Right. Elizabeth Perkins.
And
Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah,
Rosie,
Betty.
That's right.
She was so good
she
as
was
Betty.
Good as Betty. I agree. And was it Rick Moranis? Was he? No, who
yeah.
was?
Yeah,
well, yeah Rick Moranis, right? He was Barney. Barney. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, I do remember that movie. Oh, yeah. They made a couple of them, right? There was the first one, and there's the Viva La Rock Vegas.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I liked them. They were fun
I did
movies.
Like them, too. I liked them, too. I
great,
did.
Great family movies.
Yeah, they're great family. So, yeah, that's... If they make a Flintstones movie, they're going to have to obviously keep it clean because it's going to be a, it's got to be a family right. film. So
cleanish.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be some
adult humor.
Exactly.
Kids won't get.
Exactly. So, you know, look forward to that, y'all. And
so another remake that they're talking about.
Lethal Weapon.
I love the Lethal Weapon movies.
I remember my dad was really into those. I remember watching them with my dad when I was a kid.
Joe Pesci sold the show many times.
Yeah, that's true.
But the chemistry between Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, fantastic.
Really good, really good. So, but Chris Hemsworth is rumored to be in this reboot, which I could see it.
Right.
I could see it. I don't know if he's as funny as Mel Gibson is, though.
Right. But here's the thing. Reading the article a little bit more, it might not actually be a reboot or a remake. It actually might be, and this might be the way to do it, because I feel like the reboots and stuff, it's like, we don't need it. But it actually might be, Hemsworth might actually play the son of Gibson's character, Rex.
Oh, okay. I see.
And I remember Danny Glover had a son in it as well, so that would be kind of fun if they kind of paired up and...
Maybe they should get Damon Wayans Jr.,
wouldn't that be great?
Chris Hemsworth and Damon.
That would be great.
Yeah, I know, wouldn't it? Because he's funny, and I would watch anything he's in. They're making a movie. You know that Damon Wayans Jr. and Nick Miller, they're in a movie together.
What?
Yeah, it's like a buddy cop movie. It's coming. It's coming out soon. I forgot what it's called.
Really?
Yeah. Oh God, I gotta look it up because I
did not get that email.
Well, I'm sorry.
Nice job.
I'm sorry.
But, oh my gosh, that would be
I'm pretty sure.
Awesome.
I know it's them.
Okay, huh. That would be really, really cool.
I'm pretty sure. I think it was them. Come on. Where is it?
Well, I will pretty much watch anything Hemsworth is in.
Yeah,
you
me
watched
too.
Thor, right?
No,
not yet?
No.
You have Avatar, Thor, Avengers.
I have so much.
You're about to lose some cred. You're about to lose some pop culture cred.
I'm not finding this. Damon.
Oh my gosh.
Damon.
She comes real prepared for these things.
Well, I wasn't expecting to talk about this. Okay, well, I'm not finding it, but I know it's so there's something.
Well,
I know. Anyway, not on IMDb.
Since you're talking about Damon Wayans Jr., he's been up to a series regular for next season for New Girl.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
so
good.
So, that'll be a good segue now into our TV
news. Okay, before we move on to TV news, I looked it up. In this movie that I was trying to tell him about with Jake Johnson and Damon Wayans Jr., it's called Let's Be Cops. It comes out August 13th, so, yeah. I didn't make it up. See?
Well, I was saying, I wonder if they shot it before the last season of New Girl. Because, you know, a lot of those movies, they do while they're on break.
Yeah.
So, maybe...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it has been. But it looks funny, so...
Yeah.
They play, like, they're guys who get dressed up as cops, but they're not actually cops, and they get caught up in some crazy scheme. Yeah, anyway.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure it'll be funny, because they're both really funny.
Right.
So, anyway. Okay, well, TV news. We want to take a moment... to talk about the shows that got canceled.
And to remember the 23 shows that will no longer be with
They're
us
no
come
longer
fall
with us.
2014. We start with NBC. Believe.
Community. After 5 seasons. A lot of people upset about that one.
Crisis. Only 1 season.
Dracula. After 1 season. Not surprising.
Yeah. Growing Up Fisher. 1 season.
And Revolution. After 2 seasons. Also not surprising.
Not surprising.
No. ABC, Mixology,
and The Neighbors. Yes!
All right. We're supposed to be somber right now.
Sorry. Go on.
The purgatory.
Super fun night. Not so fun.
And trophy wife also. No longer a trophy. I know. Just after one season.
Now on to Fox. Dads,
which thank God they got rid of that. Ugh. Enlisted.
Rake.
And Surviving Jack, which...
And only got a couple episodes.
Looked real terrible. Right. And the CW, the Carrie Diaries. Aww. Oh.
No. Star-crossed.
And the Tomorrow People, which I love. And... By the way, they didn't pick up the Supernatural spinoff, which I'm gonna talk about that okay. a little bit. Yeah, right. Yeah.
CBS, Bad Teacher,
Crazy Ones.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, Friends with Better Lives.
Yeah, I didn't even heard that one. Hostages.
Mm. And poor Josh Holloway.
Intelligence. So R.I.P. all you shows. Yeah, I'm sure you had some fans, but just not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough at all. So, and there were some that were canceled, like you mentioned, your Supernatural show.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't. They had one episode, and I guess the ratings were... I mean, the ratings themselves weren't bad, but I think so many people had such negative reviews to it that they decided not to move forward with it, which I'm a little disappointed. I liked the spinoff. I just wish they'd given it a chance. I really wish they'd at least given it at least one season, but whatever.
It's the CW.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean... telling you. I don't know. I think they could have done well with that. Could have done well.
It's tough when you have a cult following.
Yeah, it is. That's true. It is tough.
And if out of the gate they don't like it, or people had mixed, it's hard to come back from that and say, okay, well, we're going to rework it and a couple months later and then,
But they've been talking about this for so long and a lot of people were looking forward to it and I feel like you could have just given it a chance, at least one season, but oh well.
Do you think it would have made a difference if they had taken one, not one of the brothers, but another main character like Misha Collins and made a spinoff around him?
Maybe, but I don't think Castiel works without Dean and Sam. I don't think that, I mean, he's great, but I think you need those three together because of their relationship. I don't know if a Castiel spinoff would work well on its own without Dean and Sam in it. I don't think it would. I would watch it, but I don't think it would. I don't think so. I think he needs to be on that show. And that's why he got renewed. He's another series regular for season 10. Of course, I knew they would bring him back because I was telling one of my friends that, that he is a big as character on Supernatural now as Dean and Sam are. So yeah, they have to keep bringing him back. He's a fan favorite and I don't think they're ever not going to have him on the show.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, we also got some other news about some renewals.
What got renewed? Yay!
Yeah, so WGN renewed Salem only after a couple episodes.
I know.
And did you watch more than the first episode?
No, it's on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet. It's there.
It's good. I like it.
I like it. I'll watch it. I've just been DVR it. So.
Right. So picked up for a second season. Yeah. So that's great. Nashville got picked
Nashville.
Up.
I'm really happy. Third season. Yeah. Third season. I was really worried that they weren't going to get picked up again. So
I know
that just came out on Friday. So I'm really happy that got picked up.
Have you watched all the new episodes?
I didn't watch. I haven't watched this past week.
They need to figure out what they are exactly. I think, it's kind of hit or miss. I feel like sometimes they just give Juliet drama just to give her drama.
Yes. And I would agree.
Soapish.
It's very soapish. Yes, it is. But I enjoy it. So I'm glad it's coming. It's coming back for another season. So
TBS renewed Cougar Town a final season.
That's good.
So that's really good. I love Cougar Town. Mm-hmm. I think it. It hits a demographic that I think we need more shows for someone, for the people who are late 30s, 40s.
I agree.
A bunch of friends.
Yeah.
It's fun. It was kind of like the grown-up version of Happy Endings. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Kind of an interesting mix of friends and, having fun. And they're just kind of like a Seinfeld, a show sort of about nothing, but, they have little, these little plot lines and stuff. So I'm glad it's getting a final season on TBS.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Back to ABC, they've renewed Castle, Once Upon a Time, Grey's, Scandal, Revenge, Modern Family, The Middle, and they renewed Resurrection for a second season. So I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah. I watched a couple episodes. I like it.
I really like it, yeah. I need to watch... The season finale was the last weekend, I think. I need to watch it.
I mean, it was one of those mid-season replacements. Yeah. I think it needs to jump out of the gate right along with all the other shows in the fall, mm-hmm. and I think it will have a really good... I think it'll have a good shot.
Yeah, I think... I mean, I really like it, so I'm glad they're giving that another season, just to expand on that more. The Goldbergs got picked up again, too, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that... Yeah.
Well, and Fox ordered Gotham.
That's right. They ordered Gotham, yeah.
So that should be good. And we've already got our first look at the Penguin,
mm-hmm.
Catwoman. This is before they become their alter egos. And they did say that the Joker will slowly make an appearance.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. I mean, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Heath Ledger. Okay, enough with the Heath Ledger. There's going to be a Joker in the new Batman movie sooner or later. They need to just let it go. They need another actor,
mm-hmm.
you know. Obviously, Heath Ledger did an amazing job with it, but we got to get past it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we got to get past it. Exactly. Because
it's going to be.
Because Batman is going to be something that's going to be remade a lot. You know, it's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Other people are going to play the Joker. We do need to get past that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They renewed. Fox also picked up another season of Sleepy Hollow. We knew that, but it's going to be. They get more episodes this season, which is good.
Oh, good.
They cast a guy from West Wing. This actor, his name is. What is his name? I don't know what his name is, but he's very familiar, his face, but he's going to be playing Benjamin Franklin, so that'll be cool.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, okay. Timothy Busfield.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw his picture, and he did look familiar.
He's been in a lot of stuff, but
familiar.
He's going to be playing Ben Franklin. That's fun, so. Yeah, anyway, I love that show. You should give it a shot when you get a chance, okay. So, yeah, I love it.
NBC picked up Marry Me. That's with Casey Wilson from our Happy Endings.
And they picked up what's the new one with Alisa Cuthbert. I don't know how to say her name. Cuthbert.
I never
know how to say her name. She played Alex on Happy Endings. She's been in a lot of things.
Cuthbert. It's Cuthbert.
Cuthbert. Yeah,
she is going to be playing. It's at
Ellen DeGeneres. Produced. What's it called? One Big Happy. That's what it's called. Yeah, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other shows they picked up for next season too. One's called Mission Control with Kristen Ritter, who I really like. Did you ever watch The Bee in 23?
Yeah,
it was a really good show. She's good. Really good. And I like her. So she's going to be playing, it's set in the 60s, and she's playing an aerospace engineer, which will be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Wall, she's going to be in a show called Bad Judge. She plays a criminal judge. He's like professional in the courtroom, but apparently he's a wild child in her personal life. So interesting.
Okay.
I don't know. And did you hear about this one they're developing with Katherine Heigl?
Yeah, I saw that. I think it's already been picked up.
Yeah, I think it has been picked up. But a lot of people do not like Katherine Heigl.
Her at all.
Not at all. So,
well, and Deborah Messing's coming back.
Yeah, Deborah Messing.
The Mysteries of Laura.
Yeah.
And so that should be. Should be good.
They're also making this Constantine show,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people are excited about.
Yep.
Because that's a big comic book thing.
Yeah. So that should be good.
Mm-hmm. There's a few. State of Affairs, that's the one with Katherine Heigl. That's the one Alfred Woodward plays the president. State of Affairs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I love her. I don't like Katherine Heigl, so
right.
I don't know. Craig Robinson got his own show. It's called Mr. Robinson. There's a couple other shows. This one called Odyssey, and I guess it's like like the movie Traffic. It's like Michael Douglas. Yeah, that kind of thing. And there's one called with David Duchovny called Aquarius, and he's going to be a cop in the 60s.
It's so funny because this week is the start of the upfronts.
Uh-huh.
But we already know everything before they even start with the upfronts.
I know.
But the upfronts will give TV critics and stuff a chance to meet the stars, talk about these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like these shows, you know, we know basically everything.
Yeah.
Everything gets leaked before the upfronts anymore. The upfronts used to be this big reveal.
Yeah,
and we learned everything. And now it's like, we're going to know a couple days before. And all that. So,
and Tina Fey's new show, she's creator of it. She's not going to be in it. It's called Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And Ellie Kemper, who is on The Office, she's going to be in that. So that I'm looking forward to that just because Tina Fey's involved with it. So.
Hmm.
I think it'll be funny. Did you know that Ellie Kemper, she is from Kansas City?
Is she really?
She is related to the Kemper family.
Sense.
Yeah.
Ellie Kemper.
Yeah. I don't know if she's from, maybe she's from St. Louis, but she has ties to Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, the Kemper name is very big.
Yeah, very big here. So, I mean, there's a lot of good shows coming around, I think.
She's so good.
Yeah.
She's in Bridesmaids.
Yeah, that's right. She's in Bridesmaids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1980.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Huh. We'll have to... That would be great to have her on the podcast.
I know. It would really be cool.
In our job at TV.
I know.
We'll have to keep an eye on that one.
I know.
Okay. What else? So, yeah. Marry Me, Casey Wilson.
Marry... Yeah.
We talked about that. That's mm-hmm. good. Yeah. So good. And, what? You sent me an article about... Ugh. A show got picked up called Selfie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called Selfie. And it's based roughly on Breakfast at Tiffany's kind of thing. No, is it not Breakfast at Tiffany's? No, My Fair Lady. That's what I meant.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Okay. Sorry, y'all. Huh. I was thinking of Audrey Hepburn. That's
what, oh, okay. Yeah,
that's right. Why I got confused. No, it's based on My Fair Lady, so it's a little bit like My Fair Lady, but yeah. It's called Selfie. I think it's going to be dumb.
Yeah. I mean, when these networks are like, oh, we're going to pick up something called, oh, what was the, like, LOL or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
Guys, that's a trend. It doesn't mean that you need to...
I know. It's like, what's popular right now? Let's call something Selfie. Let's develop something on that. It's like, what?
Or what about Candy Crush? When's that sitcom?
Yeah.
Because I can't wait to watch that.
Exactly. Let's make a Peeps movie.
Which they are.
They are, exactly. So, yeah, that's...
Anything they think will make a couple bucks.
Yeah, it's ABC. That's going to be on ABC, so it picked it up, so
yeah. Look
for that.
Speaking of TV pickups, renewals, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Season 2 is not even out, and they've already renewed it.
Oh, of course,
season
3,
which is great.
Yeah.
Season 2 comes out June 6th, Netflix.
Yeah, June, that's right. Yeah, it's soon. Excellent, yeah. Heart of Dixie got picked up again, which I'm really happy about.
Let's hope some more people start watching.
I know. I really didn't think it was going to make it. I really didn't think it would, but I'm glad it did. We haven't heard about Mini Project is back. Mm-hmm. That's right. We have.
Yeah.
Did you watch the season finale?
I fell asleep in the last part.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
But it felt like a series finale too, a little bit, right?
Right.
Like it felt like it was a good way to tie everything tied up. You know, everything was... wrapped up. I don't know.
Well, look at Parks and Rec.
Exactly. Parks and Rec did the same thing.
Jumped ahead and everyone's like, oh, could be ending.
Uh-huh.
Or could end that way. Mm-hmm. So, we will have to see. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get on to some TV news. This is news that scares me. American Horror Story Freak Show. They announced, Ryan Murphy announced... the news I was hoping he wouldn't announce about Freak Show. I have an issue with clowns. I've had an issue for a long time with clowns. And apparently there will be a killer clown in the new season of American Horror Story.
Yep.
Freak Show.
Yep.
I figured it was going to happen, but I was hoping not to get such a... get the news so far in advance. But I guess this will give me time to prepare myself.
That's true.
But the reason... I mean, if it was going to be more like a season like Coven... Okay.
I think
this is supposed to be more along the lines of Asylum.
I think this is going to be scary. Mm. Like, this is going to be creepy.
That season was... Ugh.
Especially, I mean, just giving the material for each show. I mean, there's so many crazy things they could do with that. So.
Right.
They're also going to have a bearded lady, apparently. Their version of a bearded lady.
I bet it'll be Kathy Bates.
That would be awesome.
I think so.
That would be awesome.
Probably.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. But yeah, killer. I mean, you can't have something called Freak Show and not have a clown in it.
It's not called Carnival or Circus.
Usually freak shows travel along with circuses, so.
Yeah, oh, God.
You know,
what
I'm saying. So start watching. Just go and watch It and all those other things to condition yourself. I hate that movie.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of clowns, but that clown is scary.
Yeah, and I can only imagine what kind of clown, I mean,
I know.
What they're going to do to make this clown scary.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a crazy season. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones news.
Yeah.
So Peter Dinklage apparently knows how Game of Thrones is going to end, which makes me wonder if he knows how it's going to end, his character is probably going to be, he's going to make it to the end,
yeah. Right. I don't see them killing him off. I really don't think. I mean, I don't know what happens in the books.
What a twist if he actually ends up on the throne.
I know, right? That would be pretty awesome.
That would be a twist.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, Peter Dinklage, has said that he knows how Game of Thrones is going to end. And who knows, maybe George R.R. Martin kind of changed his thinking after how popular this character has become mm-hmm. and how amazing of an actor
he's Peter Dinklage is. Great. Oh, God. Yeah, I know.
Okay, what else?
What do we have? Walking Dead news. They cast another person for next season. Mm-hmm. They haven't revealed his name, like his character name. I guess they have a character name, but they don't know if that's his real name on the show.
Well, and they think the real name's being kept under wraps because he's probably a character the fans are going to recognize from the graphic novel. But Seth Gillum.
Seth Gillum. Apparently he was on The Wire, so... Mm-hmm. So he's going to play... right now, let's say his character's listed as Michael Todd, but his real name's being kept under wraps, so... Hmm. I don't know.
That'll be interesting. Your dad's read...
Yeah, he's comments, read all right? the comments. I'll have to ask my dad. We need to get him on this podcast. We really do need to get him on this podcast, because he knows everything, so... Right. He'd have a lot of insight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then also I wanted to talk about a little bit of morning TV news... That if you watch the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie, she is pregnant, so she will be going on maternity leave for a couple of months, and NBC is trying to figure out what they're going to do with maybe having some fill-in, you know, co-anchors, and of course, one of the big names, Katie Couric, and Meredith Vieira.
I would love to see Meredith back. I would love to see Meredith back.
But it'll be interesting because right now, the Today Show is number 2 to GMA.
Yeah.
And so, who knows what this could mean because Katie Couric and Meredith Vieira are both star power.
Her show is ending, right? Her talk show?
Katie Couric's is ending. Yeah. She's now doing Yahoo News stuff. Meredith Vieira has a syndicated show that starts this fall.
Oh. So,
and it's through the NBC company.
Oh, okay.
So that would be a good way for them to promote the new show. True. And I think Meredith will do great. But it'll be interesting. I mean,
I read somewhere that, you know, this is supposed to be a temporary thing, but if the ratings are good enough, it might be a permanent gig for Katie. Yeah.
Maybe she wants to. Yeah. But the thing is, Matt Lauer, from what we understand, he's on his way out. Yeah. So it's not like...
And they didn't get along, right? Like,
no, they do. They get do? Along. Okay. Right. But apparently, from inside sources, Matt is the bigger diva.
Yeah.
So, but here's what's funny about it. It actually kind of ironic. Katie got her job with Today because she was filling in for Deborah Norville when she went on maternity leave back in 1990, 91. Right. Oh. So it's like,
But they just...
Well, lightning strike twice.
I know, but they just have Savannah. Like, they just promoted Savannah.
Right. But what if Savannah's like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
that's true. Maybe Savannah's like, I don't want to work anymore.
And I do. Yeah. And Savannah has grown on me.
Yeah.
She's really nice. I mean, she's nice. I mean, she's, you know. But who knows? Who knows what will happen?
I don't know.
But maybe it'll be enough for people to watch, and then when Savannah comes
I'm sure
back.
They're I'm
or
sure they're
what will happen? Matt's out, Katie's in, Katie and Savannah.
I know. Okay, but Katie, Savannah, Natalie, Women Today Show. Now.
Do you watch the Today Show?
Every once in a while, I don't watch.
So Carson Daly is not my favorite.
No.
He's never been my. I did like him on TRL.
Yes,
but anyway, they did he's in the Orange Room a lot of times, and you know he promotes the voice. But apparently, there's some kind of tattoo story he's doing.
Oh, I saw his tattoos.
All kinds of tattoos.
I know. I had no idea. Yeah, I saw that.
Carson, you're getting hotter.
I know.
You're getting hotter.
It still bothers me when they put him on the anchor desk, though.
I know.
It really does. That really bothers me.
Me too.
You know?
He should not be filling in
for Matt Lauer. He should not be doing that. No.
And I know they're just testing the waters, but it's like, no.
Nope.
He is not the right fit for that.
I know.
At all.
No. And I'm like, what a slap in the face to like Ann Curry, who they, right? Like,
right.
I just.
Carson
Daly's up there. And I don't like it. But anyway. I think that's all the movie news we have.
Right.
Yeah?
Let's get into our a new segment we're starting right
now. Uh-oh. Lemon bars?
Lemon bars are done. So this is perfect. So let's get to our new segment.
Yeah, noteworthy news this week.
Okay. All right, late breaking news.
Yeah.
Late breaking news.
NBC has picked up Parenthood for another season. So those of you who are Parenthood fans, look forward to that. They've also put out It's the final season, yes.
Final season.
They've also put out a tentative schedule for the fall of what's going to be where. And Apparently, Marry Me is going to be after The Voice on Tuesday nights, before About a Boy, so that's fun. The Blacklist is going to be on Monday still until November when State of Affairs begins. And then it's The Blacklist is then going to move to Thursday nights in February. So, that's interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
Especially to make it a mid-season.
Yeah, it's, I know.
It's definitely one of the popular shows.
Yeah, I know. So, right now, there's a couple other shows that are on Thursday nights that where Parks and Rec usually is. So, mm-hmm. I wonder if Parks and Rec's not coming back till mid-season. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, and Constantine's going to be on Friday nights after Grimm. So, yeah. I mean, so they're working it all out.
Well, so State of Affairs and Marry Me to air post-Voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that really must mean that NBC is really putting a lot of faith in Marry Me.
Yeah,
so
I think good. Yeah, that makes me happy. Yeah, so I guess they probably think it's pretty good if they're putting it after The Voice.
Right.
So that's a good lead-in for them.
That's a great lead-in.
Yeah. So I know. There we go.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, well, let's get to our actual noteworthy news this week. We're talking about the NFL draft.
We are. I know. It's probably shocking to some of our
care about football or the draft, but this, I think, is super cool.
Right.
If you guys haven't heard.
So, the St. Louis Rams picked up Michael Sam. Mm-hmm. And Sam is the first openly gay NFL draft pick ever.
Mm-hmm.
He came out on his own just a couple of months ago, and it was big news. I remember going to Columbia to cover it
because
it was huge,
big deal. Yeah.
And so a lot of critics were like, "Oh, that means that he's not going to be picked up by anyone in the draft. He might be a free agent, whatever." And he proved them wrong. He was picked up, so obviously he has made history. Obviously there have been gay football players in the NFL, but not before they were drafted or before they retired.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't come out until after they retired.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was picked up by the St. Louis Rams, and a lot of people when they do the drafts,
mm-hmm.
They have a live feed in as they're getting a phone call.
As they're getting the news.
And it was very emotional.
Very emotional.
And so he started to break down, and then his boyfriend was right next to him. And then, of course, they kissed and gave a hug and, I can't believe, some people are like, I can't believe that he did that. They're just throwing it in people's faces. It's like, no. It's a human reaction.
Yeah.
If that was his girlfriend, then
nobody would have a problem with it. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Too bad, bigots and homophobes.
Like,
your time is ending.
Get used
your reign is ending.
This is real life. I mean, doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter who you love. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. Right. Like,
he's broken a barrier.
Yeah.
It's not just, he had so much pressure on him being an athlete, but then he had a pressure on him because the LGBT community has obviously put some pressure on him as well, because he is now a role model for other people.
Yeah.
And he has broken this sort of glass ceiling, again, because he was openly gay being drafted in the NFL. So now let's hope that the rest of his time being in the spotlight will be focused on how great an athlete he is.
Exactly.
Not
his sexuality.
Right.
Because it shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with his skills as a football player. Mm-hmm. So, bravo to the Rams for picking him up, and I mean, congratulations to him. I'm really glad. I mean, that's just it's
got
to be a really hard thing to do, given the culture of NFL and football, and it's probably a really hard thing to do. So, I mean, that's great. It's good to see stuff like that. So, that was good moment this week. So, I know, great.
Okay, last thing. Let's move on to what we are obsessed with.
I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay.
So I will start with my obsession because I'm the one that's always obsessed with something, even though you're obsessed with
things. I'm continuously obsessed with things. Not a lot of new things, just things that I've always been.
Right. So your TV, Supernatural.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All these things. Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm obsessed with is a new app, and it's called Front Back. So we were talking about the show Selfie.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is basically the ultimate selfie.
It's cool.
Because, so, and I know Ashton Kutcher is one of the investors or whatever in this app. So here's the thing. So it is basically a split screen. And what happens is you take a selfie and then it will take the picture using the camera on the backside of the phone. So you're taking your selfie, but you're also taking what you're looking at when you're taking your selfie. It is so neat.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Like, you know, obviously you're in a room, it's not so cool. But if you're in an event or on vacation, it's like, hey, let's look at, you know, whatever landmark or cityscape or whatever. And you're showing both sides at the same time.
That's really cool.
Brilliant.
Very brilliant.
So
I think that's
cool.
That's super cool. Yeah. That's very cool. What is the app called?
It's called Front Back.
Front Back.
Front Back. Okay. And we will take our own selfie and we'll post it on our website.
Yeah. That's cool.
Because, well, we could look at the beautiful yard.
We could. That is
a
beautiful yard.
Or our screen. Oh, that might be good. Okay, come over here.
Let's do it. Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So it's really simple. You download it. It'll first have you take the picture, not the selfie, but the opposite picture. So you'll take that, and then we'll take our selfie.
Oh, okay.
See? So there you go.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yep, so we can post it.
We'll put that on our Facebook page for y'all so you can see what we're talking about here.
Right. So cool.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to share on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, email.
Wow.
And awesome. You can save it to your library. And it's really, really cool. I have a feeling that it's going to be one of those.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be super popular. Yeah, I think. Yeah. You're right. Probably.
So when we post it on our Facebook, you'll be able to see, and we'll tweet it out as well.
Yeah.
But it'll show our computer screen how we record our podcast, and then it'll show show us.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
So, yeah, it's fun.
That's cool.
So that is what I am obsessed with.
Yeah.
This.
I don't have anything. I can't really think of anything I'm real obsessed with.
Well, you're still obsessed with the slow jam stuff.
I am, actually. I am kind of still obsessed because I was listening to it again. I probably listened to that song two or three times this week.
The new one, the
DuckTales one.
The DuckTales one is by far my favorite.
So good. But they put out another one this week. It's the Ninja Turtles. And it's really good. It's real good. So y'all should look it up. Again, these guys are amazing. So we've tweeted out to them to see if maybe they'll talk to us. So hopefully we'll hear back from them. But yeah, those Saturday morning slow jams are phenomenal. Like, bravo, guys. Mm-hmm. You guys are great at that. So. Yeah.
So cool. So we tweeted out at them. Also, Mike Waters.
Waters, yeah.
He's a big Jim and the Holograms fan. Mm-hmm. He'll be part of our next podcast, Pop Culture Podcast. We'll be talking Jim and the Holograms.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the movie.
He's kind of an ultimate fan.
Yeah, he's a super fan. Super Jim fan. So I'm excited to see what he has to say about the movie and all that stuff. So,
yeah, so he'll be in
what he hopes to see in it and everything. And I've been doing my research on Jim and I was listening.
Well, you watched it when you were a kid.
I did watch it. I watched it when I was a kid. I just didn't remember a lot of it. So
maybe
I've been
what
just
you'll be obsessed
back.
With next week will
maybe.
Be some of those songs.
I don't know. I listened to a couple of them on YouTube and I was like, oh my God, these are amazing.
Right. So it'll be interesting if they rework some of them and use those in.
I hope so.
In the new show. So.
So.
Anyway. Yeah. So that's what we're obsessed with this week, and that's kind of a preview of our next.
Yeah, look forward to that,
podcast.
Guys. And we are going to do another Game of Thrones podcast.
Right. It got away from us this week.
Yeah. Sorry for those who listened to our Game of Thrones podcast. We didn't do one last week.
We'll include it in our next.
Yeah, podcast. We'll recap last week's too because we. It's been a busy week. You know, we both work. We work different schedules. So sometimes it's hard for us to get together and do things during the week. So, we'll do it again tonight. So look forward to that.
Cool.
And
don't forget, always, you can follow us. You can follow us on Twitter at A Gal and A Gay.
Facebook, Gal and A Gay, and email galandagay@gmail.com. So please just go comment on us, you know, tweet us. Let us know what you want to do, and please go to iTunes and rate us. So we would really love that. So
cool.
That's it for this podcast. Y'all have a good time. Night, day, whatever.
Whatever,
whatever
you're
listening to this.
Yeah, whenever you're listening to this.
Just have a good day.
All right,
okay.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.